On the 23rd of January 2022, we'll be marking 4 years, and that's how quickly the time goes, 4 years since the passing of our beloved Bra Hugh. He's obviously, of course, the internationally renowned South African musician and activist, Bra Hugh Masekela. And this year, the Hugh Masekela Heritage Foundation and Astupol celebrate his legacy with the annual Hugh Masekela Heritage Festival. And it's my pleasure now to welcome to our show one of Bra Hugh's daughters and the event coordinator and organizer of this festival, Pula Twala. A very good morning to you, and thank you for your time.
Good morning, Bongani. Thank you for having us on your show. Good morning to you all.
I suppose, firstly, because of your personal connection with your father, gosh, 4 years, it seems like it was just the other day, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It really does. It's strange when, you know, you put it in numbers, because it seemed like yesterday that he passed, but it just seems like yesterday when he was performing and he was full of life and, you know, he was part of all these stages. So, yeah. Time does fly by.
Yeah, it does. It does indeed. Mm. And how do you remember someone like Bra Hugh? As you say, he was full of life. He was larger than life in so many respects. He was a character who absolutely, he swallowed the room, really, in terms of his presence, but in a positive way, right? In a positive way, he really swallowed the room.
Yeah. I think the one way that I do remember him, and I think it's also, sometimes you think it's your own memory, but it's in sharing with people, is what you're describing. But it's also mostly because he was such a people person. He just thrived on people and spaces and sharing and collaborating. And he just loved knowing who you are, where you're from, who your parents are, what language you speak, what music you love. So yeah, he really, even aside from eating up a room, he ate a person up, even if it's just the two of you.
Yeah.
And even being his daughter, sometimes just walking into his house, I'd be overwhelmed. It'd start from my hairstyle right up to, you know, why my voice sounds that way or why my phone is ringing so much. And we just get into discussions for about like 2 hours before we get into why we are getting together, because we worked together for a long time. So I would always mostly be coming for a meeting, but it would be made up of so much more than that. And you learned a lot. He was a teacher. He was a lover of learning. He loved learning from people. So, yeah, he was larger than life.
And a raconteur full of stories for days, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the moment and the hour. The Hugh Masekela Heritage Foundation, of course, having this festival to celebrate his legacy. And I'm really excited about some of the lineup. The people we have on the lineup, Msaki, Langa, Mavuso, Mandisi, Tyantjies. These are artists Bra Hugh would have loved to have worked with.
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. Yeah, these were artists that, I mean, these are artists who, you know, carry on the legacy of the type of music and the type of work that he himself, as well as many other of his peers, you know, do. They love, they remind us of ourselves. They remind us of our culture, of our languages. They sing from their souls. So it, the festival is in its eighth year, and the past 2 years have been, including the one that is coming on the 23rd, virtual shows. But what we used to do before with the live shows is that we used to sit around with him and curate the type of artists that used to come onto the stage. So I think one of the biggest tasks he left us with, because having him in the room was so much more relaxing. So to sit around together and try and think about the types of artists he would love to, you know, to be a part of this festival and the kind of music he would enjoy listening to now and artists he would collaborate with, is what we believe we've come up with. And we believe and hope that we've made him proud, and that it does make sense to his name and to the Heritage Foundation.
Oh, absolutely. Have no doubt about that. Zero doubts in your mind. You've absolutely got it right. I can only imagine what he would think, in particular, Langa Mavuso and Mandisi Tyantjies. You talk about learning and sharing. He was, of course, a great collaborator with other artists. And I love the fact that you're going to be paying tribute, of course, to his peers, in a sense, if I'm being really generous, to Sibongile Khumalo and Tshepo Tsula.
Yeah, so Sibongile and Tsapotsola were really very great friends of his. You know, the one thing about Brahu is that aside from his love for people, he really loved young people. He loved youth culture. He always wanted to understand what young people are thinking. And as you were saying earlier, that, you know, he was slightly older than them, and it looked like it was his peers, but they were his friends. He loved befriending so that he is able to share and take and learn as well. So, yeah, we could not, last year we lost both of them at different times. And even when we were doing tributes to Brahu shortly after his passing in London at the Joy of Jazz, at the Cape Town Jazz, they were the people on stage paying tribute to him. So it would have been a disservice to him, his memory, their memory, the times and the music they shared, that we did not include this as part of the lineup. So we're very excited. Sapotsola is being honored by a young man called Mandlan Klux, who is very hauntingly amazing with his talent and sounds so much like Tepo. And then we have Sibongile Khumalo's daughter, Ayanda, who is very much out of the limelight, but is a beautiful voice and also sounds amazingly like her. And, you know, we just feel like the tribute really comes from a very personal place with her. So we are very excited about this.
Listen, you've got my attention. I cannot wait to watch this performance. It's happening on Sunday, the 23rd of January at 8 p.m. Where can people watch?
It will be on skyroomlive.com. So people should watch out for that, but also watch our socials, all the Juma Sikela pages across the social pages, which will carry the show. So at Juma Sikela ZA on Facebook and Juma Sikela on Twitter, we'll be playing it on the socials as well as having it on Skyroom Live at 8 p.m. on the 23rd of January.
Pula Twala, what a great pleasure to chat to you. Good luck with this festival and all your endeavors. And I look forward to watching what this festival is going to be about. Pula Twala there, Juma Sekela's daughter and the event organizer of the Juma Sekela Heritage Foundation's celebration of Brahu.